Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, 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 Jes
your name high, higher than all. We lift your name higher.
Yeah. multiply your fold. Let your presence fill the land.
I'm yours. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am. Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Almighty God. We magnify you, Jesus. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we praise you, O God. Lord, we magnify you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. We bless your name, Jesus. Enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Father, we will forever be grateful and thankful to you for all that you are doing, all that you have done. But most importantly, you choose us. Hallelujah. You choose us. And Father, with you, we thank you. Thank you that we are special in your sight, oh God, that you almighty God, hallelujah, choose us. We praise your name. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Jesus, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace, hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for the life that we live, the life that you give us, the breath that we breathe. We thank you, Lord, that we can wake up to praise you. We thank you, Lord, for our bodies can move. Oh, God, we can, oh, God, do things on our own. We say thank you. We don't take anything that you have done for us, that you are doing for us, for granted. We praise you. We thank you for our children. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, you, oh, God, for our spouses. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, especially, oh, God, I praise you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the members, the intercessors of I Am Ministry. Oh, God, I thank you for their families. I thank you, oh, God, for their families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, their children, their grandchildren, their spouses, their parents. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I bless your name. I thank you for friends, oh God, colleagues, oh God, those that have been following this ministry through the years, oh God, not following me, but following you, oh God. And so, Lord, I give you the glory and I give you the honor. Oh, God, all glory, all honor belongs to you. And so, Lord, I say thank you. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We praise you, O God. We thank you for divine helpers. Father God, divine assistance. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for supernatural help. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, you. Oh God, we adore you. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? And so, God, we honor you. We bless you. And so, God, we praise you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. We adore you. Lord Jesus, we magnify your name. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We are here to praise you. We are here to worship you. We are here to tell you how grateful we are to you. Thank you for increase. Thank you for, oh God, fruitfulness. Thank you, God, for the season of harvest. We bless your name. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission for all that we've done, O God. So we cry out for you, O God, for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, each and every one of us. Mercy, mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Be merciful unto us, O Almighty God. And so, Lord, we cry out. Father, we ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around our children and the glory within them. Be a wall of fire around our siblings, our nieces and nephews, and the glory within them. Be a wall of fire around every one of us this morning. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around our spouses and the glory within them, oh God. Let your light so shine that others may see and glorify your name. Oh God, you are the light of the world. Oh God, you are awesome. You are great. How great is our God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you. You are a God who will never fail, who will never fail. Thank you for the victory in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for 24 hours security system under your bosom, keeping us in the secret place of the Most High, keeping us protected from evil. Thank you for the battles that you fought for us. Thank you, Lord, the ones we know of and the ones we do not know of. We thank you, Lord, that you won every battle and you will always, always, from eternity to eternity, win those battles. Because you are Lord. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof. And so, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on ourselves, on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, our siblings, nieces, nephews, armor on each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, we come rightly dressed, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Not in human attire, but in divine attire, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us. Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels to guide and protect us and do your biddings in our lives. Lord, we thank you for the fresh oil and fresh anointing. We thank you, Lord, that you are always with us. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd. We will have no one. We have no one. All we are totally dependent on you. You are our daily bread. So, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. Father, open our hearts to receive what thou says, the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You are my strength and you are my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 2. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, I surrender totally to you. Let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you and all and none of me. Lord, this is fresh manna. Hallelujah. Give us understanding. Give us revelation. For speak through me, Lord, I decrease. Lord, and you increase in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 2. And now you preach this warning. Let me record this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Conference recording started.
Hallelujah. Malachi 2. And now, you priests, this warning is for you. If you do not listen, and if you do not resolve to honor my name, says the Almighty God, I will send a curse on you. And I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed them because you have not resolved to honor me. Because of you, I will rebuke your descendants. I will smear on your faces the dung from your festival sacrifices. And you will be carried off and you will know that I have sent this warning so that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord Almighty. My covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace. And I gave them to him. This call for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name in his mouth. And nothing false was forth on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness and turned many from sin. For the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge, because he is the messenger of the Almighty, of the Lord Almighty. And people seek instructions from his mouth. But you have turned from the way, and by your teaching have caused many to stumble. You have violated the covenant with Levi, says the Lord. So I have caused you to be despised and humiliated before all the people, because you have not followed my ways, but have shown partiality in the matters of law. Do we not all have one Father? Did not one God create us? Why do we profane the covenant of our ancestors by being unfaithful to one another? Judah has been unfaithful. A detestable thing has been committed in Israel, in Judah, in Jerusalem. Judah has desecrated the sanctuary. The Lord loved by marrying women who worship a foreign god. As for the man who does this, whoever he may be, may the Lord remove him from the tents of Jacob, even though he bring an offering to the Lord, God Almighty. Another thing you do, you flood the Lord's altar with tears. You weep and wail because he no longer looks with favor on your offerings, except with pleasure from your hands. You ask why? It's because the Lord is a witness between you and the wife of your youth. You have been unfaithful to her, so she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant. Has not the Lord God made you? You belong to him in body and spirit. The Lord God seeks godly offspring. So be on your guard and do not be unfaithful to the wife of your youth. The Lord who hates, the man who hates and divorces his wife, says the Lord, the God of Israel, does violence to the one he should protect, says the Lord Almighty. So be on your guard and do not be unfaithful. I'm going somewhere with this. Breaking covenant through injustice. You have wearied the Lord with your word. How have you wearied him, you ask? By saying, all who do evil are good in the eyes of the Lord, and he is pleased with them. Or where is the God of justice? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. When you look at the book of Malachi, we see all the covenant, and it has been broken. Hallelujah. That men now do what they want to do because the priests do not chastise them. Hallelujah. The priests and the ministers say what they want to say, which is pleasing to the people. What am I saying to you? Whose side are you on? Are you on God's side? Or are you on man's side? When you're on the side of man, you want to say and do everything that is pleasing to man. When you're on the side of man, it is your way and not God's way. Hallelujah. So when you have that, take time and read from Malachi 1. I don't have time this morning, but I just want you to know about breaking rules and covenants. We can't say we love God in our hearts, my sisters and brothers, and do exactly like we want to do. The scary part of it, let me tell you, the scary part. The scary part of all these things is God knows our thoughts. So we can pretend before man, and we can come and say the right word or flattery words. But the words that come from out of us, is it in, what in our thoughts? I might say, you look beautiful. Oh, I love that, this and that. But in my heart, in my thoughts, I'm thinking evil and wicked of you. God sees. I don't really care about God seeing the outside. I'm a stickler for God seeing the inside of me. Who I am inside of me. What am I thinking about? What are my thoughts, my deep thoughts? Because every thought that I think, God knows it. Hallelujah. He knows what's in my heart. I can say just as I even preaching now, he knows exactly what's in my heart. What am I saying? What's in my mind? He sees every single thought. So if I can fool what? Man, but I cannot fool God. And I don't know about you. But that's what is the most fearful, because God sees what's in our heart. So what do you do when God sees your heart and he sees your thoughts, even though you're doing things in a way to please man? Hallelujah. What do you do? You cannot be a man pleaser. Be in the kingdom of God. So even if you're thinking something good in your thoughts, and then you're doing ways to please man, you're still in the wrong. You're still in the wrong. Still in the wrong. When we walk with God, we have to come and be naked and honest before him. Even our weaknesses, we release it to God. Even when we do not have understanding, we give it to God. Say, Lord, take this. I do not understand what is going on. But Lord, give me understanding. Oh God, help me. Show me. Lead me. Instead of breaking covenant with God, at the end of the day, it's about your relationship with the Father. Hallelujah. So when you look at the judgment begins in the house of the Lord, oh, it will come here, it comes to the pastor, but it comes to everyone who says that. All of us are priests and ministers of the gospel. Don't think it will escape you. Hallelujah. Do not think so. We are all ministers of the gospel. We know better. You can read, you can write. And even if you cannot read and write, God has a way of dealing with each person in his own way to open our eyes. But yet and still, we want to be what we want to do. Hallelujah. As a refiner, to purify us, to cleanse us. that when we come into the presence of the Lord, we offer our sacrifices of praise, our praise. People say, oh, not, no power in the church, no just in the body, because there's no purity, there's no holiness. You know, and so when you don't have a purity and holiness, how can the power come? Jesus was pure. He was holy. That's why we did a series on Follow Me, following Jesus. Look at this. I was listening to a pastor the other day, and the pastor said, in fact, it was a T.D. Jakes I was listening to, and he said he went to Kenya, Nairobi, and he was above, and they built wells in Kenya for the villages. He said a couple of years, and what happened, the villagers brought a cow, a large cow, to him. He said, but I can't take this cow. To the United, he said to himself, he didn't tell them, I can take this cow to the United States. But it was a call of thanksgiving to tell him thank you for the ministry of building wells. Well, so what does it mean that they bring a big cow to him? Do you know this is these villagers do not really have much. As he was saying, these villagers, they raise this cow. It's precious. Do you know when they kill a cow, how many people can eat for that from that cow? When they kill that cow. But it was a sacrifice of thanksgiving. T.D. Jakes for what his ministry has done. Of course, he can't bring the cow to America. But this is what? When we do things in the kingdom of God, we should do it in the spirit of excellence. We should be in that and keep our covenant with God. Do have we do things, because God's judgment is coming. And so I don't need to know what's in your thoughts, what's in your mind. That's not my problem. The problem is between you and God. What's in my thoughts, what's in my mind, is between me and God. Because God judges our thoughts, our minds, our hearts. He knows exactly some of the things that we even partake of. God knows and he sees and he hears. If you're a person that listens, partake, even just by listening, to negative things, negative gossip and stuff. Not, you know, gossip is gossip, whether negative or positive. And you become a partaker of it. That's why you got to guard your ears, guard your heart, guard your thoughts, guard your mind, guard those things. Hallelujah. You do, look, judgment is coming. All have to be in the right standing. And this is why we have the Holy Ghost. Because when we start engaging in things that we're not supposed to engage in, conversation, not doing the right thing by God, the Holy Spirit is there to prompt us and say, stop. Don't do this. Don't be a partaker of these things. Hallelujah. Be careful. Don't join this group. Don't do this. You may not see why God is telling you not to join, not to do this. It might look good to you, but God sees the thoughts of the mind and the intents of the heart. And you don't need to, when God said, don't do it, do partake of it. I don't care whether the pastor, the priest, or whatever, do partake. The Holy Ghost there to guide you. Don't say, I'm not listening to the Holy Spirit. No, listen. And the Holy Spirit, do say, do get in this conversation. Do get in it. If the Holy Spirit said, do say this, do say it. Even if your thoughts are negative, ask God to help you with negative thoughts, negative behavior, negative words. Ask God to perfect all those that concern your life. Look, none of us know the day or the hour. Hallelujah. Even if you have friends calling you and say ABCs, you can correct it. Talk to this person concerning this. Be there when you can help this person. Okay? You don't have to engage. Have you talked to this person? No, I'm not speaking of. No, you can correct it. In the spirit of love, you can be blessed are the peacemakers instead of engaging. You can be a peacemaker. Instead of engaging, you can pray and ask God for intervention. You can release that love and peace of God because of the Holy Ghost in you. Don't be a partaker of evil. Hallelujah. Because when God's judgment comes, it will come on you. And you will say, but I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You didn't stop it. Hallelujah. Let us not be a part of evil. I keep hearing the Lord say, forsake evil and do good. Forsake evil and do good. Do partake of things that's evil. Do good. Evil does not mean you kill a person and this and that. Just the words of our mouths. God's judgment has, just like the blessings are released for those who have kept his covenant, those who love God, God has released a blessing of harvest, blessings of breakthrough. I mean, there's an overflow of favor. But then God's judgment comes too. To those who do not want to come in the right alignment with God. So those who bring cows that their cows sick, their sheep mean one eye sheep, one eye cow. Those who just do not give God the best of themselves. Hallelujah. God wants us to seek him to do what is right in his sight. There's no excuse. Father, we bless you. And we thank you, oh God. Lord, when you told me to switch to Malachi chapter 2, I was wondering why you want me to do that. But now, thank you for the revelation and the understanding. Lord, right now, I do not take myself out of what you have preached to me. No, Lord, but I come to thy throne of grace, along with everyone who's here and asks for mercy, O God, who wants to ask for mercy. I ask for mercy, O God. And I pray for those who want mercy also. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Forgive us for our negative thoughts. Forgive us for things in our hearts that's not in alignment with you. Forgive us for flattering lips. Forgive us for not giving you our best. Forgive us, oh God, for lies, for gossip. Forgive us, oh God. Have mercy upon us. Even for secret sins, have mercy. Forgive us, oh God. Be merciful, oh God. We cry out for you for mercy. Check us, oh God. You know our hearts, oh God. Take away everything in us that will hinder our relationship with you. Uproot those things, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to live and be pleasing to you. Oh, God, we want to do what is right in your sight. So we cry for mercy, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, forgive us for not following after you, for following after men, what men said. Forgive us for being men's pleaser and not God's pleaser. Forgive us. Have mercy, oh God. This is the fourth day of October. Mercy. Lord, we cry for mercy. Even the Jewish calendar, the seventh month Tishrei, we cry for mercy so that we can, Lord, be with you, receive our blessings, the covenant blessings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, this is the time, this is the season, my abundant overflow, oh God. Forgive us for not studying and reading the word of God. Forgive us for not getting to know you more and more. Forgive us for spending time doing things that are not pleasing to you. Forgive us for not reading and studying the word. Forgive for not living by the word of God. Forgive us for idle time. Oh God, forgive us for not reaching out, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have mercy for all that we've done that are not pleasing to you. We pray for mercy. Lord, we cry out for mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Father God, you said, behold, I will do a new thing. But Lord, you said in your word that you cannot put new wine in old skin. Father God, that new wineskin, oh God, that when you pour the wine in us, the bottle will not burst. It will not waste. So we thank you for this season. We thank you. You said you're faithful and just. Forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, I say rejoice and walk into this day of new beginnings. God has forgiven and cleansed us. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.